But there's another sense in which judgment can be thought of, not simply as something that is in the future and possibly in rather a remote future, but as something that's just around the corner. And this is something that's often there in the Gospels, the idea that it's like the thief in the night. This is something that can spring upon you and catch you unaware. And I think that's profoundly true, and there's another reason why it's really important that we spend time requiring habits of acting well. What I mean is very well illustrated by an episode that I remember a good many years ago now, something that happened to a junior minister. I can't remember whether it was a minister in John Major's government or in Margaret Thatcher's. It was quite a while back. He drove quite a big car, I mean his own car, and he was trying to park it in a London street in a slightly awkward space. And he got into a great tiz whilst doing this, and he knocked over a mother with a small child in a pushchair. And when he saw that he'd done something, he completely panicked and drove off. Of course, the passerby got the number plate, and there was a scandal about it, and you may remember this incident. So it's stuck in my mind as an example of how judgment comes suddenly. That man got out of bed that morning, never thinking that this was the day when he would suddenly be called upon to act well. And when he was called upon to act well, he actually acted out of his own fear and egotism, his anxiety that he might be discovered. Of course he was, it did him no good, his reputation was tremendously damaged by this incident. The moment sprang upon him suddenly. And a similar moment might spring upon us at any time. It'll be something different, but it'll be something quite unexpected that suddenly calls on us to show our true character. How do you respond? And in giving your response, you reveal yourself, and it is truly a moment of judgment. So judgment is future, but judgment is also just around the corner for each of us. And so in the weeks of Advent, we wait, we watch, we stay alert, and we try to cultivate good so that when the moment of judgment comes upon us, we are ready to meet it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.